Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Minister Sadie Elliott, and today our co-host is Evangelist Richard Bryan. And today we have a wonderful topic for you today. And before we start talking about our topic today, the name of our topic is Walking Worthy of God. Ooh, it's such a beautiful topic, and today I'm going to say a word of prayer. And to all of my Blog Talk listeners, today is my birthday, and I'm having a wonderful time in the Lord by coming on this morning talking, walking worthy of God. So before we go into our message today, I'll have a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you and lift your name on high, dear Heavenly Father, because you are worthy to be praised, dear Heavenly Father. As we go into the Word of God today, dear Heavenly Father, walking worthy of you, dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you right now, Lord Jesus, because we would not have made it this far. Sadie would not have made it this far without you, dear Heavenly Father. And I want to give you praise. I want to give you honor. And I want to give you all the glory today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that I say and the co-host say today, dear Heavenly Father, will draw someone closer to thy bleeding side, dear Heavenly Father. We just want to give you praise and honor this morning. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen and thank God. Well, today, listeners, we're going to be talking worthy, walking worthy of God. And we're going to be coming, I'm going to start the chapter off with Colossians 9 and 10. And this is what the word of the Lord says. Not Minister Sadie, but I'm reading from the word of the Lord. Part of the Bible may be a little different from yours today, but this is what the word of God says. From Colossians 1, 9 through 10, say, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Verse 10 said that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Well, today, as I went through those scriptures and wrote down some things that would be most helpful to us today, we have to learn to walk worthy. It's a matter of biblical instruction. It's left for us in the Word. And without the Word, there is simply no way of us are going to be able to walk as we should. We're going to have to be filled with the knowledge of God, which is to influence all of one's conduct day after day. This is a daily thing. We just can't do it sometime, part-time. We have to walk worthy of the Lord every day, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. And as I say a little bit more, we're going to bring our co-host on, Evangelist Brian, in a few minutes. But I just want to tell you a little bit about today's lesson. Because as you read the Word of God, you will find quite a bit in walking worthy of God. I may touch on a little bit today. He may touch on a little bit. But as you read the scriptures for yourself, you're going to find out more and more in Colossians 1, 10 through 9. And we have four principles here that will bring a little more attention on what it means to be pleasing to the Lord in all aspects and respects. And I'm going to give you four principles real quick. I hope you have your paper, your pencil, and your Bible with you, because that's the only way you're going to be able to follow what we're saying is have your Bibles. Open up. When joy and peace come on, be ready with your paper and pencil, because I probably will be giving you a lot of scriptures. So the four principles of walking worthy is being fruitful in every good work. Number two, increasing by the knowledge of God. Number three, strengthening with all your might. Four, giving thanks to the Lord. All the principles I just have said continue with present tense and describe what should be the pattern of life for those who walk in a manner that's pleasing to God. Being fruitful is the first one. Being fruitful is a continuous presence. This not only reminds us that our lives are to be constantly source of fruit for the Lord, but the continual presence called to mind the ongoing work of the Father as our spiritual vine keeper. He is constantly at work to take us from no fruit to fruit, to more fruit, to much fruit, as he seeks to cause us to abide in the vine that the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our life. He is our life. Radio listeners, you have to be connected to the vine. You got to be fruitful, not sometime, but all the time. In every good work, mark out the spirit of fruitfulness. We are to be fruitful or productive in every good work that we do for God. We have to be fruitful. The next one I gave you was increased, meaning the knowledge of God. That means to grow, cause to grow, to increase. It was used for plants of infants and increased number as in a multitude. The increase of the gospel and of Christian character of spiritual growth. That means as we go further in the word, we have to do it by the knowledge of God. That's increasing. The more we read the word of God, the more he's increasing in us. The more we read him, the more he's showing us in the word of God. That's increasing our faith. That's helping us to be fruitful. On the third principle I have is strengthening with all your might. Just think about that. As you talk about strengthening, it's the power of God. It's a great theme. The proposition of the Bible. Through Christ, God promised us power and strength for every situation of life. Yet our tendency is to trust in ourselves as though we were sufficient, which we are not. We can't do nothing without God. He have to give us the strength. We have to have that power through the word of God. Each and every person listen today, you know you couldn't do nothing without God. And Colossians 1 and 11 say strength with all might according to his glorious power for all patience and long-suffering with joy. That means you got to have patience. You can't give up. You can't throw in the towel just because it didn't seem like it went that right today, right now at the minute. You got to put that faith to work. You got to have that long-suffering with joy, even no matter what you're going through right now, listening audience. You can come out of it with joy and peace. God gave me that name for the ministry, joy and peace. Because I went through some things where I can tell you about joy this morning. I went through some things to be able to have peace this morning. I went through some things to be able to have patience and know what patience is all about. I had to go through some tests, some trials, to be able to give you a testimony this morning. So as we dissect this word today, and we go through it to tag you on the strength, the patience. Patient means to endure, to fortify, to be steadfastness, perseverance. You can't give up either under pressure. You got to just push your way through. Just look at that brick wall before you right now and say, I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep pushing until I push this brick wall down. No matter what the situation is, you got to come through and show and let God know, I'm not giving up the fight. I am going to press on. I'm going to have the strength that I need. And long suffering, oh, no, I'm going to go through this here. This is just a test. It's just a trial. It may seem like you're breaking down, but you're not. You may seem like all your hope is gone. It's not gone. All you do is persevere yourself. Stay in the word of God. Every opportunity you have today, get into the word of God. Pull up scriptures that you know you need to help. You can go in your concordance and find whatever problem you go through. You start reading it up today. Start dissecting that thing, knowing that, oh, Jesus, even temperament, long-suffering, keep in compassion. And as you dissect that word today, God will revelate to you what you need to know. He will pinpoint everything. He already knows. It's for us to know. And so today, walk in worthy. Start walking today in the calling God have upon your life. Start walking worthy. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up just because it didn't seem like it was going to happen at the next minute. Don't be where you gave your prayer to God last night, and because during the night while you were asleep, when you awoke, that problem is still there. Sure, it's there to God. Move it. But he giving you all the tools you need to combat that problem that you in. And sometimes you may not realize that you created the problem yourself. It's something that you did, that you didn't understand it at the time, that you got to go back and correct and repent to God. So today I'm going to let my co-host come over and speak to you today on walking worthy of the Lord. And he's going to come on, and I'm going to come back and tell you some more about it. But co-host, would you share with the listening apostle?
Yes.
Prophet Richard Bryan.
Yes, I would thank the Lord for what you instituted into the people's hearts today. And that is very intended to what you're saying about being walking worthy of the Lord. And I looked at how Paul said in the book of Ephesians, that was 4:1, when Paul said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the Lord. Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. And that's a passage of scripture that Paul talked to the church of Ephesus. And we know that when you're a prisoner of the Lord, you don't own yourself. You're bought with a price. You don't go and do what you want to do or do as you please without seeking God. Reverence God for the word, for that. That's what God looking for the church to do. In every area of our lives, we got to be worthy, knowing that God is looking for us. And as you said, that a lot of things that we go through, as long as you're in that, which is called your body, as long as you got, we call it a suit that you got, as long as you're in that suit that you got, and you have to live according to it. You save, you're going to live according to the word. You're not going to abide by your rules, regulation. You got to abide by God's rules and regulation. You got to be to the point that you be in unity. And where unity there, there is strength. And without unity, there's no strength. So that's where we're looking at to the point of when Paul is beginning to tell them how, with all lowliness and meekness and long suffering, you're gonna suffer some things as long as you and when you are a prisoner of the Lord, you can't exempt these things because Christ suffered. He suffered some long suffering. He suffered some forbearing, and we all know forbearing one another and love. And we know that, you know, as we look at the Word of God and find out that everything that is true coincides with what He said, being faithful to God and walking in the vocation where you are called at, the area that you was called into. God opened the way for you to continue to walk in the avenues of God, acknowledging Him and be kind and worthy of the things that you do. And Paul made another statement in the book of Thessalonians. He was talking to the church, direction for the growth of the church, and that's in 1 Thessalonians 4:1, beginning to say that, it says, furthermore, then we beseech you, otherwise he say, I beg you, brothers. He said, exalting and exalt you by the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus, rather, that as ye have received us, how ye ought to walk and to please God. That means that you would have to please him as he received them the right direction for the growth that was learned of it. And so ye would, he went on beginning to say that he walked and to please God so that ye would abound more and more. And that's saying a lot, that we get more, learning more and more about God, more about the ways of God and acknowledging God and following the plan of God. That's what God says. See, when you're a prisoner of God, you can't go someplace without really praying and ask God about it. Talk to God and see what God say about it, because He is the one that you are locked in with. You bound to God. You no longer bound to yourself. You no longer own yourself. You can't do what you want to do. That's showing that how much do we know about God? What area that we are pleasing God in? It's a way that seems right to men, you know. But the end, as they're talking about the end, is death. But we don't want to. Father, don't want to ignore God, want to continue to stay in the will of God and learn of Him, try to follow the pattern of God and walk in the footsteps of God. That's what God is expecting us to do. And we know that God, He's for us, He's not against us. And we know that the enemy comes, one thing he's trying to do is try to destroy what God called you in. If he after your ministry, he's one thing he's trying to do is just to set your ministry offset. Boy, you can't be following him. You follow things. But you can't follow things. You got to follow God. He is the answer. But we look back when Jesus made a statement in the 15th chapter of St. John, 15:4, and Jesus made this statement to showing the believers, the ones who call the Christ relationship with the believers. He said, now, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit. Now, if you don't abide in him, you can't expect fruit, produce the fruit. But he said, of itself, except it abide, in other words, he said, if it remain in the vine. Now, we're looking at certain things concerning the vine. And no more can ye, except ye abide in me. He said, no more can you accept your body. So that means that we have to abide in God. Otherwise, if you don't, it's not binding God, well, you can't produce no good fruit. Because if you are the will of God, and you in your own will, well, your will is not greater than God's will, because you have a will of your own. But if you have a will of God, that potential is greater than your will, because you got a setting for that, for all things to work together for the good of them and love him because of what his word is saying. And that's a statement. And if you don't abide in him, how can you bring forth good fruit if you don't stay in his will? In other words, how can you stay? Can you stay in his presence, or can you stay in God's ways and acknowledging him and he'll direct your path? And you don't go where where you've been strayed to. You go the way God leads you. It's a leading. God wants to lead you, but if you're not acknowledging it, that's in every ministry. Every person that has a ministry, they have to acknowledge God. That you don't own yourself when you're in this thing. You can't do what you want to do. You got to know that it's by God. That's mm-hmm. why you got to know the Spirit of God. You just don't know just by saying, I know, but you can miss God. And we can miss God because we're not listening, God. When you're a prisoner of God, you're locked in with God. You're totally committed to God. No more I's and no more you's. It's all about Him. He's the one on this place. So He recognized that we must walk in the presence of Him to be affected in Him. If you're not affected in God, that means that you don't miss something. You're not to the point where you know where God is. But there's something about when you know God and when you know of His presence, He do some greater things in your ministry. Your ministry is one of the things that God want to develop in you. He wants to use you as you go. But also He said, and He made a statement, that Paul made a statement to the Hebrew people around about the 13th chapter, and that 21st chapter, Paul began to speak to the Hebrew people. He began to say, make you perfect. He said, now I want to make you perfect. Well, we can go up above that. And what Paul, this is the conclusion what Paul was really referring to. He said, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of everlasting covenant. This is the everlasting covenant with God. He said, make you. He's been making you. Now He's been made you perfect in every good work. He'd have made you perfect in every good work to do what? To do His will. That's what He's talking about, doing His will. Working. He said, now you, that which is well-pleasing. He's well-pleasing in the sight. You're doing it to well-please Him in the sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. That's the conclusion of what He's referring to walk worthy of the Lord. You can't miss the point of what God is telling you how to walk worthy of God, because you got to acknowledge Him in the path that He called you in to do what He said He called you in to do, because it's a way that you got to know that you're living according to His will, not your will. We take you back up on, we got to know that He done paid the price. He paid the down payment for you. So that means that if He paid the down payment for you, that means you don't own yourself. He already paid the down payment. What you have to do is walk in the ways of Him, or consult God. Asking God, what direction do you want me to go, God? Not my own direction, but I want to go in your direction, because you is the head. Well, He's the head of your life. That means that you go where He tells you to go. Don't follow your senses. Don't follow your mind, because your mind will get you in trouble. But follow the Spirit. That's who you're following at, the Spirit of God, because God lives in us. And He abides in us, and that's showing how much God loves us that more. And we looked at another scripture concerning about being a prisoner of the Lord, and that's in 1 Timothy 5:5-8, and look up above the 7th verse. And he said, and these things give you. He said, now these things I give you. He said, in charge. He's charging us. And that's what he charged Timothy with. Charged that they may be blameless. He didn't want you not to be have it blamelessly. And he said, but if any prove not his own, not your own? And he began to go on and say, and especially for those of his own, especially those of his own. He said, the house. This is the house he's talking about. He's talking about families here. He's referring to families, and is in family dealing with families. House he has denied the faith, and is worse than a infidel. So you got to look at the point that when God gives you something, and He expects you to take care of what he gives you. He don't want you to be a person that have something and don't do exactly what you specialize in doing, and that's showing the person that he works in the infinite because he don't take care of what he got. If you ain't taking care of what you got, well, you works in the infinite, you're not doing exactly the family God's supposed to be help. We're supposed to be helpers to one another. Like this ministry that evangelists say they got, it's a ministry to develop people, to build people, to upgrade people, to know where you're at with God, to really to learn the ways of God as we minister to you. We minister to ourselves. We the first fruit takers. We must take it to ourselves. Or we minister you that you can grow in faith, that you grow in the knowledge of God and acknowledging God and showing the greatness of God. Other words, that if you don't abide in God, you cannot abide in his word. If you can't abide in him, then that's showing that something that you got to be worthy. God looking for people that being to the point they learn and show the production of God's word, because God's word is so greatly and it's explode right now. We're in the greatest moment of our life because we're learning the words of God. And sometimes you may get discouraged. This way that we live in is a way that Jesus went through it, and he suffered a lot of many things. And he was discouraged. Jesus was whipped, beat, scarred. But he didn't say a mumbling word. He just went, because he knew God was going to take him through it. Because if God took Jesus through it, all the suffering that we have not seen suffering, the body of Christ have not seen so great a suffering that the old patriarchs, what they went through and Jesus went through. Jesus went through the worst of suffering of humanity, that he paid an endeavoring price for us to live just like him. And you're going to be persecuted. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be ridiculed. You're going to suffer a lot of things. And things are going to come up against you. And a lot of suffering in your families. And a lot of things going all around. All these things coming because of what we live in and the time we're living in. But Jesus has paid the price. All we got to do is put our focus up on him, not on your problem. Because if you're a prisoner of the Lord, you're locked in. You don't have to be worried about anything. That's almost like the men in prison, the women in prison. They behind bars, but they in a place that they get fed, they get taught, and they're learning. They in a place to learn because they're locked in, because they don't own themselves no more. They had privilege out. When they had prisoners out doing what they want to do, they did what they want to do and went whatever they want to do. They did everything they wanted because they was not a prisoner. But now they are prisoners, as we use that for example, that when you in God, you're locked in with God. You don't longer, you can't go where you want to do and do what you want to do. You are logically, belongs to him because he paid the sin debt for you. He paid everything as a down payment for you. That's what God got the church at. The church no longer owns itself. And tribulation and test is going to come. But patience is in that test. And see how much patience do you have in God. How much time did you spend with God. These things is looking for, this is what God is looking for you to trust. Put your trust in him. Don't look at the situation that you're in. Look at the situation that you're out of. Because you focus upon God. Your eyes is focused upon him because you hearing exactly what he says and doing exactly what he said, because you are a prisoner of the Lord, because you locked in with God. And everything to try to get in, try to pull you out, it can't pull you out because you're already abort and you already have the key. And one scripture says that, come unto me, all you heavy laden, and my yoke is easy, my burdens are light. We got to learn how to come unto him, because he's the one we got to cuddle up to. He's the one to protect us. He's got his feathers over us. Just like a chicken. A mother chicken that got her wings around her chicken. But he got his wings around us. When he's protecting us. And he won't let no harm come to us, because if you belong to him, that's like a father. The Father protects His children. You know, He's the head. He's the one to be the one to watch over His family, take care of His family, see no danger comes in. Well, that's what God is. He's a God, an omnipotent God. He watches over His word. His word performed. But the part we have to do is trust and believe. And if we can trust Him and believe Him, all things will work together for the good to them who love Him. You know, if you love Him that much and you in with God and God in with you, He will bring you out of what you is. And no matter what predicament that you are in, you may be going through some changes of your life. You may be going through the times of the hardship of your family. But your family, God, you turn your family to God, not you, not let the burdens get you down. And the ministry that you have, many of you ministers out there that hear the word of God, start, be potential how you listen to God. Make sure you hear God, what when God speaks to you. Don't just take off and do something and not acknowledging God, because mm-hmm. you set yourself up for a fall, a trap mm-hmm. in between them, something to try to draw you out and set you to fall. See, it's snares, and we are snared by our words, and there's traps out there. Traps that you don't know anything about unless you pray, and God will show you the traps mm-hmm. and cause you to go around that trap, and you'll be at the point that you'll fall. That way your mind will be focused upon God, because He's a leader. He's the one that's leading you. You're not leading God, but you're leading, let Him lead you, because you are His. And as long as you lead Him, you follow Him. That's almost like the 12 apostles. They followed Him. One was an evil one, which is the devil that worked through. The devil used him to kind of, but it was all plot. That was a plot set for everything. But see, God knew the one that He was going to use for the time that He lived in. He knew that He had to have someone to be more attentive. Those 11, they was locked in. They was prison of the Lord. And they went everywhere that He went. They followed Him. And Jesus didn't follow them. They followed Him. You always got to have a leader. Jesus is the leader of your life. If you follow Him, He'll take you right to A to B. He'll take you where He wants to take you. You won't lose your potentials of your reward because you're following Him. But He then paid the price for you. So the more you learn of Him, the more you learn the words of God. And as Paul began to say, he said that I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. You see, Paul said, I'm a prisoner of the Lord. He was telling the church of Ephesus that he was a prisoner of the Lord because he'd be sick. He said he was begging you. He's begging you. That's like the Lord said, I'm begging you that you walk worthy of me. He said, you walk worthy of me. Don't walk in the ways of your ways, but walk worthy of me so you can get the reward. See, God, mm-hmm. if you walk worthy of God, He rewards you openly. Spiritually, mm-hmm. He'll open your own. But if you don't walk worthy of Him, your stumbling blocks, your calamities, and your falls. You fall and trip and slip and dip, and all these things happen because you're not following the vocation of God, where you're calling at. Mm-hmm. You got to stay in where you're calling at. Everybody got to know that you got to stay where you're called at. If you call them to be evangelist, a prophet, or teacher, whatever calling that you got, you make sure you stay in that calling. Don't get outside of that calling. Don't make yourself. Don't put titles on yourself.
Amen.
God didn't call you to put titles on yourself. God called you to put when God called you, He makes His election sure. He makes your calling sure to your calling. Your calling. If you're an evangelist, you stay in the evangelist field. If you're a pastor, stay in the pastor's field. But even though God used pastors in the fivefold ministry, but if they are equipped for it, that God uses the gifts. They manifest it. So your vocation, where you're called, let it be worthy where God can continue to walk with you and talk with you, because it's a way that you got to know what your aptitude to follow after the things of God, because of the scripture-wise, we must follow Him. We'll follow Him. You got to be to the point where almost like when Jesus, when John witnessed to the priest, and referring down when Jesus made a statement, well, John in First John was talking about this about when the 1:27 when he was referring to from the prophet, then it says that he it is who coming after me prefer before me. That's what John was saying about him to come prefer before me. That's just showing you right now that he said he was, he began to tell him before me, he said, whose shoes are sandals, latches, I am not worthy.
Mm-hmm.
John made that statement that he was not worthy to unloose, that he couldn't, because he wasn't worthy. But he said these were done in Bethany, he said, beyond Jordan, which John was baptized. John knew about Jesus, and he knew that he was worthy of God because he was the Lamb of God. And we know that when you do something in the respectful way of people, you got to do things in order of God.
You respect his
word. You cannot do nothing out of the order of God's word and expect God to honor you. He will not honor you if you're not doing what he tells you to do.
That's right.
You can't make him do something that his word didn't say.
Mm,
you can say
right.
it, but you can't make his word do, has an effect. It's got to be his word. Your words is limited. Your words cannot produce with God. What you know about him, that's because you know about him in your way, but you don't know the way of God's way. Because when God's way comes, it opens open all things new. It opens up a new avenue for you. That's why he gives you wisdom and knowledge.
That's
the knowledge comes from God. Wisdom comes from God. But this your natural ways cannot compete with God's natural ways. God got a setting. He got a setting for everything that goes inside of his ministry. And for you to have a great ministry, let God minister out of his word to you, to build you. You must be built to the point that you know the power of God. Know the difference between when the enemy come towards you and try to pull you down, that you'll be able to stand up. You know, you can stand strong. It's almost like when you build solid. But when you ain't built solid, you won't stand. That's almost like it, that's almost like when the went and built the house up on the sand. The house was up on the sand, it washed away because it didn't have a sure foundation. When you get a sure foundation, if you build up on that rock, and that rock is Jesus, it's a firm. And that's why he talked about old Peter said, up on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And that way they won't be able to tear it down because it's built up Christ-like. You are built up Christ-like. You are built up God because you are born of God. Why are you born of God? You have the nature of God. You're born not of this world. You're born different from the world. You're set apart from the world. You are in God, and God is in you. You want to know who the real is. It's the one on the inside of you. This outside is just a shell, but the in was is the real you. It's the one that's making decisions. It's the one making decisions inside of you. It's that one inside. And you have that will inside of you. You have a will inside of you that causes you to do the things of God. And when you do those things to God, you're forming, you're pleasing God. You're walking in his ways. You're doing exactly what he tells you to do. And you acknowledge him in the things that he's telling you to do. And you keep on walking as God keep on teaching you. You keep on walking and acknowledging him and forming the work that he called you. And he's making himself so real in your spirit that you just can't imagine how far can God go. Well, he can go all the way. He can go completely in you and make you completely in him, that you and him would be so close. That's almost like when Adam was so close to God before he was formed in the earth. He was him and God. All he knew was good. He always fellowship with God. He was always in the midst of him. They both was together. They wasn't separated until Adam got put into the body. And that's when the separation started. So when you get saved, that's a new avenue that God put you in. He put you in something different that you didn't know is possible that it could be. You know, that's the way God got everything planned.
Yeah.
To everyone.
Well, Evangelist Brian, I'm going to have to inject a few minutes.
Okay.
We got 4 minutes left. But
okay. As
you were speaking and you had went to Ephesians, and as I was reading, to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord means to walk in a way that is fitting and consistent with who the Lord is to us and what the Lord has done and is doing and will do for us, each and every person that's hearing this broadcast today. The idea is something like, let your walk be the kind that brings credit to the grace of God in Christ. And the result of being filled with the knowledge of God will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, is that we may walk worthy to see this same idea in us. And as you were speaking from Ephesians and 4, walking worthy of the calling was with you were called. And that same basic, the same thing as Colossians 1 and 10.
Right.
We must first understand God's will, his word, before we can walk worthy. We got to know in that our walk is our testimony.
Yes.
And the Christian testimony is like saying, I use myself as my, you know, me as a, my reputation. It takes a long time to build, but a very short time to lose it. And once we lose our testimony, it takes a long time to build confidence in us again. So we have to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him. And as we seek to live the Christian life by his matchless grace, it is tremendously important to keep in mind all the important goals of pleasing the Lord and bringing him honor to him, not to ourselves, but walking worthy to bring honor to God each and every day. And we have 2 minutes left on the broadcast. And each and every day we have to walk worthy of God in our daily walk every day, desiring to please God, willing to sacrifice. And as I ask the audience today, what pains are you willing to endure that you may live in a pleasing to God? And 1 minute left, Evangelist Brian, would you pray to the audience? I'll say a few words on our 1 minute left.
Okay. Gracious God, we thank God for everybody listening by radio. We thank you, Lord, for the people that is receiving what they've received today. We ask for the blessings of the Lord, and be very attentive, be very careful, and give us a feedback on what you hear today. Just get back with us and see what God is saying to you, and let God check. And you know where you're showing at. And God will do what he said he was going to do. And we're going to close now. We're going to pray the prayer of faith, and we look for God to intervene in people's life. Father, we thank you right now for what our ears have heard. We thank you for the word of God forever settled in heaven. We ask you to touch the minds of the people throughout the world today, Lord, around the world today. God, those right now are going through so much trouble everywhere, God. Father, but we know that, God, you are a rescuer, God. We know that, Lord, you said you sent them your word and you healed them to deliver from all the destruction, God. But for those that right now, we speak of that disease out there called cancer, Lord, curse the roots of it, Lord, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We come against that spirit, oh God, out there today, God. God, beat us, God. We curse the roots of it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those right now, today, God, those are suffering in their body. We send your word to God. You send many other afflictions of the righteous. You said deliver them out of all of them, God. We just want to thank you for it today, God, for the word of God is going forever settled. Those are suffering, God. Those are going through, God. We thank you for peace and joy in their life, God. We just give you praise this hour, this minute, this second, God. We're looking for results, oh God, from the people, oh God. We just thank you, Lord, today, God, for the prayer of faith that's been in action, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen.
Amen. We thank God for that today. We thank God for the wonderful lesson he gave to us today on walking worthy. And as you listen, as we are be on for a few minutes, we'll play. Encourage yourself today as you walk in worthy. Still keep encouraging yourself. Don't let everything get you down. It may seem like it's no end to it. But right now, everybody's going through something. That's why you have to stay in the Word of God. Learn the Word for yourself. And when you go through things in your life, you will know, let me go to the Word of God. I've read thus and so. I read in this chapter and that chapter. Let me pull this back up in my spirit. And then just go to letting it minister to you. You may need to listen to some hymns today. Turn on your gospel radio station. It may be something somebody come on and sing that will touch your heart and will make everything all right. So today, Joy & Peace Outreach, host Minister Sadie Elliott, co-host Evangelist Richard Bryan, we thank you for tuning in today, and please tune in next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Your